This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado state lawmakers have passed a bill that will provide more transparency in officer-involved incidents that result in death. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Senate Bill 190 ensures that law enforcement agencies must contact the immediate family of the deceased within 24 hours after an officer uses force that result in death. They must receive and review unedited body-worn camera footage and audio recordings within 72 hours prior to public release. Veronica Sebring's son, Jalen, was shot and killed by a Douglas County Sheriff's deputy while celebrating his birthday last year. She said the bill would have alleviated a lot of grief.
If this bill was already in place, mothers would not have fought through tears just to get clarity.
The bill also prohibits officers from giving public opinions of guilt and releasing criminal records during investigations in such incidents. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Prescribed fire can bring significant ecological benefits and help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire. A pair of new papers put some dollar figures to the impacts. One of the studies found that over 7 recent years, U.S. Forest Service projects help communities avoid $2.8 billion in structure loss and other harms. Derek Strebo was the lead author.
A more clear benefit-cost ratio for a very complex problem can go a really long way in raising, you know, people's awareness.
But Strebo says the benefits still pale in comparison to annual losses, and more needs to be done to incentivize fuels reduction work. In Denver and the Springs today, partly sunny skies, highs in the 80s. This is CPR News, NKRCC.